Welcome to the Lifehouse Church podcast. More information about Lifehouse and our senior pastors, Richard and Helen Kabakian, can be found at lifehouse.com.au. We hope you enjoy the following message.
Awesome. Well, recently, some of you guys know that we've had the privilege of inheriting an amazing young lady who we now have the privilege of calling our daughter, Jasmine Pascalides. Yeah, you guys love Jasmine. Come on, let's give it up for Jazzy. She's awesome. But the last 2 years, I've got to be honest, they've been hard work. Not because of who she is, it's just that she's come from a different background that didn't align with who we were as a family. And I honor her parents, her siblings, I love them. We still stay in touch, especially with her mom, which is awesome. But, you know, recently, probably about mid last year to late last year, she actually got her L's. And this was a very interesting, like, I never knew I had grip that could grip a seat so hard. And it's just like, I was actually getting muscles in my forearms, the veins were popping out, I never even saw before. And I remember being in the car with her just recently as we were making our way out here to the North Campus, and she's about to merge into the right-hand lane because she's in the left, and I just go, Jazz! And she quickly swerves back because she didn't notice a car that was in her blind spot. And the funny thing is, as I was preparing for today, God just dropped a thought in my heart, and he just gave me a picture. That's how often we do life. We do life oblivious to our blind spots, and we wonder why we end up where we are in the accidents that we encounter, because if we would just do a little head check, if we would just monitor our blind spots, we could potentially end up in a completely different area of life. Before we go into this message, I want to preview it with this statement. I honestly believe your blind spot has the potential to be one of two things. Check this out. It either has the potential to be the origin of your life's greatest accident, or it has the ability to create the platform of overcoming authority. By the end of this message, you are going to understand that and realize how Jesus has given you the authority to overcome your blind spot. His design is not, the Bible says he takes you from strength to strength, not strength back to weakness, then kind of back to strength. God is not into this yo-yo kind of life. Having said that, our situations often look different to what his word says. But what would happen if your life would align with his word this morning? And that his truth would be the very thing you stand on. Will you pray with me? Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you would start speaking to us about the areas we need to address. Give us the confidence in your word to build the platform of overcoming authority. In Jesus' mighty name. If you agree, say amen. Amen, amen and amen. Man, I'm still recovering from that dance. On my journey, I've realized that when it comes to dealing with your blind spots, it's basically a three-part process. And if you're willing to walk that journey this morning, in the next few moments, I honestly believe you can leave this place equipped to change. You know, the funny thing is, you know, we sing that song, you've heard it in anything, the atmosphere is changing now. You've heard that song? Yeah, you didn't know I could sing, did you? Comes with the color, sorry. You know what I'm saying? Is that you hear that song, and the funny thing is, sometimes our external atmosphere doesn't change one bit, but when you choose to worship, when you choose to press into God, everything on the inside can change. And that's what I'm believing for this morning. Come on, let's get excited. If you want to get excited, let's get excited, eh? Now, let me give you a word of warning before we step into this message. Our vision statement says we are a church full of grace and truth. There are moments in this message, I'm going to warn you up front, there are going to be moments where you feel like I'm hugging you, and there are going to be moments where you feel like I'm hooking you. Because grace and truth. Grace tells you that God loves you no matter what. Truth suggests that, hey, no matter where you're at, he wants to push you forward. And sometimes truth can be hard, yeah? Paul said, tell the truth in love. So I'm praying as I coat the truth in love this morning that your heart would be open to receive his word. Recently, we got Netflix in our house. How many Netflix fans in this house? Come on. Wow, a little bit too much excitement for Netflix right there. But, you know, a little while ago, we got it, and just to be honest, we got it for my son. And I just seem to be reaping the benefits of that investment. And I remember sitting down one Sunday night after Easter a little while ago, and I remember Pastor Dave. How many guys you love Pastor Dave in this house? This guy's a legend, man. He inspires me so much, right? And funnily enough, he's having a chat with me, and he goes, bro, have you seen Suits? Anyone know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Dude, seriously, I'm literally at the point now where I just think I'm Harvey Specter. I'm just going around, I just randomly walk around with my hands in my pocket, like he does all the time, and just give those random stares. It's just so powerful. I'm like, whatever he was going to say, he convinced me already before he said it. And funnily enough, I remember one Sunday evening, I said, babe, you know, Dave's been telling me about these this show Suits. I'll go, do you reckon we just check it out? And she goes, yeah, okay, babe, we'll just, you know, it's 8 o'clock, we'll do one episode. No sweat, you know, you've got young kids, you know, yeah, everyone knows where I'm going with this. Mate, one episode turned into two turned into three, 9 p.m. came 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. And I'm like, and I seriously, I felt like I was an addict. I was just like, I was glued to this thing and I was hooked. But the funny thing is, one day turned into 2 days. 2 days turned into a week. A week turned into 2.5 weeks. And at that moment, I just turned to Ange one day. I remember waking up before I had to leave for work, and I turned to Ange and I said, hun, I go, I'm really tired. Yeah, light bulb moment. Like, I'm really tired. And the funny thing is, she turns around and says to me, she goes, babe, maybe it's because you're staying up to 1 a.m. watching Suits. And funnily enough, I've never had a problem with TV in the past before. If anything, I would be doing everything but watch TV. I'm the kind of guy, man, I love sport, but get me playing it, not watching it. That's just how I'm wired, right? And funnily enough, when it came to that moment where my wife actually pointed out my blind spot, I realized that it actually takes someone external to your own existence to actually point out your blind spot. And it's hard because when someone says, it's almost like Jasmine, when she was about to hit that car and I yelled out to her, Jazz, and she moved back, it almost like it catches you off guard. And you have to be aware that reality is people are wanting to point out your blind spots. And that's what my wife did for me. Have you ever been out for dinner and you're maybe out with some friends or family and you've eaten like a salad? And I don't know about you, but salads are probably the worst thing. Who pays $20 for a salad, man? Seriously, $20 for a salad these days, right? But the funny thing is, because of the ingredients that are usually found in a salad, the potential for something to get stuck in your teeth is very high. So how many times are you out for a meal, you're out for dinner, you're out for lunch, and especially if, usually I see girls do this, like you'll turn to someone or you'll turn to a friend and go, is there anything in my teeth? Blind spot. Because you didn't realize it was there unless you went to a mirror. So you need someone to help identify your blind spot. Are you with me so far? Because this is the part. That was the love part. I saw you all laughing. That was the hug. Get ready for the hook. At least I warned you. The funny thing is when it comes to someone pointing out your blind spot, it actually requires you giving permission to let people in. Yeah, did you hear that? Because all of a sudden now, the front needs to fade and you need to let someone into the door of your life to actually give them permission to actually speak into that area. You know, it's so funny. I see so many people doing life almost at what I'd call half mast if you're a sailor, because they're not willing to let people into their life to help them. And the funny thing is, we can just get so, I don't know if you've, how many people here love Flourish? Come on. Flourish is an amazing, amazing conference we put on for women. Men, if you're free, you're going to serve, by the way. We need all hands on deck. But the funny thing is, I've been here for multiple years where we've done Flourish in different venues and all that sort of stuff. But funnily enough, what happens on the platform is obviously an overflow of hard work that's gone into rehearsals and planning. I see Alan meet with her team like about 4 times a week here just to make sure Flourish happens. It is amazing. But the reality is what's happening backstage looks a little bit different to what's happening here. Because behind the scenes, you've got people running around. You've got people, hey, getting this outfit to that outfit. You've got people now, they've just got a space of 5 minutes to quickly eat and they're shoving stuff in their face. It's all happening behind the scenes, but the reality is it's not what happens on the platform. Because on the platform, you bring your A game. And the reality is we do life like that. Behind the scenes, we don't want to let no one see what's going really happening behind the scenes. We just bring our A game. And have a guess what? If you're thinking this is only relegated to your secular world, to your workplace, or to your education sector, I got news for you, friends. We can be like that in church if we're not careful. Ooh, I love that part. Everyone went quiet. Because that's the reality. The reality is at Lifehouse, our desire for you is not to bring your Sunday game face. I'm not saying this is the platform to have the D&Ms, but you know what our heartbeat of this church is that every single one of you would be connected to a life group. Every single person in this place would have an atmosphere, a circle of friends that is committed to do the journey with them. I was driving with my wife the other day, and Angie pointed out to me, there's a couple in this church, some of you may know them, Danielle and Wes Henry. An amazing, amazing couple, right? We started last, we've journeyed with these guys for a long time, but last year we had it on our heart to really start what's called a families life group out in the West. And we literally started with, I think, about six families. It blew out to like 15. And having said that, it was just created this atmosphere where families could come, kids could grow together and journey together. And I love the fact that guys like this, Danny and Wes, we said, hey, look, we're about to move out to the East. Will you take it on? And because they saw the purpose in it, because they realized it provided adults and kids an avenue just to be open, connect to each other, all of a sudden now they're going all guns and they're able to support and love on families that wouldn't normally get cared for. The vehicle of life groups and our heartbeat at this church is that every one of you would be in one. Amen? Come on, if you've got some praise, come on. My life group that I'm currently running, I run a men's life group out in the East, and I've run men's life group over time. But you know what's really blown me away with these men? I've been running it now for the last 6 months since the start of the year. And men can be a bit tough, true? Men can be a bit of a hard nut. You know, just try to break them down, try to get them to be open. You know, and the reality is I said to these guys right from the outset, if you want to be part of this life group and when you come, you refuse to be open, honest, and real, have a guess what? You lose. I don't lose, because my heart is that you would come into my house and you would leave changed and transformed doing life with mates. And I cannot forget the statement that was made 2 weeks ago by one of the guys in that life group. And he was actually here at the 9:30 service. He actually said this to me. He said this to the whole guys, about 14 of us. He was sitting right in a chair and he just goes, you know what I was looking for this whole time since Lifehouse has been out in the East now? He goes, I was just looking for a bunch of mates that would tell me when I'm messing up. That would be willing to point out my blind spot and point me to the things and the one who can actually correct it. And I see too many people having accidents in life because they're not willing to let people in to identify their blind spots. And I'm not here judging you, saying your blind spot. No. By the way, we've all got blind spots. We just need other people in our world to help us identify what they are. You with me? Check this out. The scripture in Proverbs 11:14 tells you about the power of letting other people in. It says, without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. What wise counsel have you got around you? What people, if you're dealing something with a teenager, I'll be straight with you. When Jazzy first came to our home, it was challenging for us because we never had raised a teenager. So I'm so thankful that there are men and women like Pastor Joseph and Pastor Kathy who we can go to, who are a little bit further on in the race than us in terms of parenting, that we could turn to, and he'd let them into our own and say, hey, you know what? We're struggling right now. And guys, I'm a pastor in a church. Does not belittle the stuff that I go through compared to you. Yeah. I didn't all of a sudden get pastor put in front of my name, and all of a sudden God extracted all my problems, by the way. Yeah. I'm on the same level playing field as you. If anything, I've probably got a bigger target on my back, because if the enemy can take me out, he can take a whole bunch of people following me as well. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? And I'm so thankful that if you let the right people in, it can actually change the way you do life. Amen? Yeah, right. Amen. And you know what? I just see way too many people doing this. If you want to think of your life as a house, and the reality is the brickwork is cracking, and the funny thing is we get really good at calling the renderer, and he renders the brickwork because it covers up the cracks. But friend, what you don't realize is your foundation is sinking. It ain't the crack in the brick. It's your foundation. The stumps have sunk. So would you take the time this morning just to address it, to identify? You know who's the biggest person who could point out your blind spot? He's one of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. He is the best person to point out your blind spot. Because the funny thing is, the Bible says his job is to reveal all truth. And that's what he wants to do for you today. You guys good? You guys coping? I love the fact that it's a little bit more quiet. It means that God is doing some work in your heart. So now that we've gone down this road of identifying our blind spot, letting the right people in to show us, hey, where are we messing up? What's the second step in that process? Friends, the second step is simply this. Get God's perspective. So simple, but yet we turn to every substance. We turn to every counselor. By the way, counselors, I'm all for them. God bless them. But we turn to every single thing and every person in order to get advice. And the funny thing is the 24/7 access we have through prayer to the Father, we fail to engage in. I remember saying one time to my wife, Ange, we were I use her a lot in my messages because she actually really challenges me in my walk with God, which is awesome. And I remember sitting with her one day and we actually went out and we were doing something just mundane and she was telling me about all this stuff that was happening at her workplace. And I said, hon, that's horrible and all that stuff. But I looked at her square in the eyes and I said this to her. I said, hon, have you spoke to God about it before you've spoken to me? Before you've spoken to me? And the funny thing is I say this to people all the time. Have you spoken to God more than people? The author of your life, the guy who we call the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, everything else in between, we fail to go to him because we think that we need an earthly solution for a spiritual problem. And the funny thing is, I said this to her and I said, I go, you know what, babe? And I had a phone on me and I said to my girl, you know what, babe? I reckon God is like Batman. I can look at the looks I'm getting right now. It's funny. And I go, and like, what do you mean he's like Batman? I said, remember the old school Batman where Commissioner Gordon would be sitting at his desk with the big red phone? Anyone else remember that? And he'd be sitting, and the funny thing is, as soon as Commissioner Gordon picked up that phone and dialed Batman's number, all of a sudden, Batman responds. No matter where he was at, no matter what he was doing, he was responding. And my friends, God is like Batman. If you would just pick up the heavenly, if you'd pick up the heavenly line of prayer, the heavenly line of communication to the Father, he would pick up that phone and he would respond to the bat signal and be there in a second. Isn't it funny? But we fail to do it because we don't want to let people in. We don't want to know what his word says because it might actually cause us to do some of the things that we don't want to do. Yeah, I love this. It's grinding people. I love that. Because, hey, by the way, I'm not on the other side of this message. I have to live it. And if you're willing, so do you. Are you with me? Come on, can we give him some praise? Come on. Who remembers the movie? The trilogy, by the way, Back to the Future. Oh yeah, come on. Michael J. Fox, as Christopher Lloyd, absolutely amazing trilogy. And I've always loved part two. I don't know why, I just love the fact that they actually went to the future and it was amazing. But if you remember how the series plays out, is in part two, he goes to the future with Doc Brown, right? And that guy was crazy. They reminded me of Kramer, like just crazy, right? And he goes to the future with Michael J. Fox. And while they're in the future, he picks up a little book. Do you remember what the book is? It was the Sports Almanac. And I love that. And the thing is that this book had all the previous sporting results from the time up until that moment. So the funny thing is he takes it back and they actually then go back from the future to the present time with this Sports Almanac. And the reality is the bad guy in the whole movie, Biff. Anyone remember Biff? Everyone's got a Biff in their life, yeah? This guy, Biff, actually sees that they've come back from the future and he ends up getting in the DeLorean, gets up in the time machine with the book. He goes back to the past and he changes the course of history. And I thought, and I always loved that, but I didn't know until now why I love that story so much. Because friends, this book is your almanac. You want God to expose your blind spot? You want him to give you the means to actually deal with your blind spot? Open your almanac. I'm telling you, you name me the blind spot. Depression, almanac. Marriage problems, almanac. Financial difficulties, almanac. The Bible gives you the answers that you're looking for. But friends, if you don't turn to it, if you don't open up your almanac, then have a guess what? You'll be kept in a place that's very dark, that feels very distant, that feels very secluded. What would your life look like if you actually got his perspective on your blind spot? Amen? And if you're in this place and you're wondering, oh yeah, but Derek, you don't understand. You don't understand my blind spot. It is so unique that it's never been done on planet Earth before. No one has actually been where I have been. I've got good news for you, friends. Check out Ecclesiastes 1:9. It's going to be up on the screen for you. Check this out. History merely repeats itself. It has all been done before. Nothing under the sun is truly new. So if you think you're that unique that no one else in history has ever gone through it, friends, I've got a wake-up call for you. God loves you that much that he's willing to put you alongside a person that can help you with your blind spot. And it all starts with getting his perspective. And I'm telling you, friends, it is so, so encouraging. Let me tell you how real this is for me in terms of getting God's perspective on my situation. As I mentioned at the beginning of the message, our life has totally changed over these last 6 months. You know, we sold a house in under a week. That is absolutely insane. It just happened so quickly. God's hand was all over it. Then we spent like a month and a half trying to find a place in the east. And let me tell you, man, we were driving pretty much every day, an hour and a half, one way, backwards and forwards, while my wife was about 5 months pregnant. But I'm telling you, friends, when you're chasing the call of God, God just creates a unity between the husband and the wife that cannot be broken, I'm telling you. And all this is happening, and then eventually God brings us Amariah, our beautiful daughter, and that's it, you know, in April, and all this stuff was happening. But through the whole time, through the whole 6 months, I was restless. If any of you know me, like, I'm quite active. I like doing stuff. And even if you're sitting next to me, I'll sit down for like 5 minutes and get up and walk around because I love just being active. And I love training and I love exercise. And I was trying desperately to get to the gym, but I found myself tired. Maybe it was suits, I don't know. But I was desperately trying to, and I'm like, God, what the heck? What's going on here? And I love the fact that a friend of mine led me back to his word. And this passage really spoke to me. And I pray it encourages you today if you're in this season of the blind spot of frustration. Check this out, I'll be up on the screen for you. Mark 2, 22. It says, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins. For the wine would burst the wineskins, and the wine and the skins would both be lost. New wine, catch that, new wine calls for new wineskins. Friends, immediately when I read that verse, God said this to me. By the way, God speaks to you. How awesome is that? Yeah. I love the fact that he does that. God says to me, Derek, the reason why you're feeling frustrated is because you're trying to put an old routine into a new season. A new season requires a new routine, a new rhythm, a new beat. Are you thankful that every single Sunday we're singing new songs to the Lord? It's not the same old hymns from 1987. Although I honor them and that was awesome. But my new life, my new rhythm actually required a new routine. And have you ever seen that toy where kids use, it's like a sphere and it's got like, it's red on top and blue on the bottom and it's got the yellow shapes on the inside? If you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. And you open it up and you shake it out and all the shapes fall on the floor, and the whole point of the game, by the way, I think it's for like 3-year-olds and under, and sometimes I get frustrated with it, is like grabbing it and you wanna put the right shape in the right hole. And the funny thing is, in life, I see way too many people, and at times I myself find myself doing this, is we get the square peg and try to shove it in the round hole. And we're just trying to go for, God, why isn't this working, God? Why isn't it working? Well, have you checked with what my word says? Have you checked in with the almanac and got my perspective on your situation? This is how powerful God's word is. Check it out in the Amplified Version. Hebrews 4, verse 12. I love this. For the word of God, say it with me, is living and active. Why can you read a verse today, then in 6 months' time, you read the same verse and it all of a sudden has a different connotation to it? Because the word of God is alive. It is a supernatural book that moves with your circumstances and full of power, making it operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating as far as the division of the soul and spirit, the completeness of person, and of both joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing, none of us like that, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart. Friends, if you would get God's perspective on your blind spot, it has the potential to change everything. So we've done, what's the first step? The first step is to let people in and identify your blind spot. The second part is, okay, now let's get God's perspective. What does his word say about my blind spot? Now, this is where the rubber hits the road. And friends, I want to encourage you, please do not come in here today and only receive this message. I pray that you would respond to this message. I'm telling you, as a preacher, I'm very, very humbled, and I do not take what I do lightly. Very, very thankful and grateful. But the reality is that people will come up to me after this service, and they did it in the first, and I'm so thankful. And they'll come up to me and saying, Derek, that was an awesome message, man. You nailed it. And I am so thankful. Please do not do that. It'll be awesome. I love it. But you know what our biggest appreciation for our messages are? Is that you come back to me in a month, 2 months, 3 months, and you tell me how your life changed through the application of this message. Chuck the quote up on the screen. Check this out. I wrote this myself and I pray it encourages you. Are you willing to let information become revelation that leads to transformation through application? A lot of Asians in there. But let me tell you, let me break it down real for you. Are you willing to let the words you read become something you actually believe and give you the transformation that you're believing for because you're willing to actually get up and do something about it? I love the fact that it's so quiet, because when that's happening in this place, I can just see Holy Spirit doing an inner work in the heart. And I want to encourage you, friends, that the Word of God is not just designed to be read as a novel. It's actually a tool to help you do life and to do it really, really well. Look what James actually says about addressing your blind spot and the need to actually be a doer and not just a listener. I'll be up for you on the screen in just a moment. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in a mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later have no idea who they are or what they look like. For those ladies in the room who are very familiar with makeup, I've become more accustomed to it now because I have two women living in my house. So it's just like I see it happening all the time. And it's interesting, like, you know, a woman will go to, obviously, to the mirror. Sometimes I see them doing this in their car. I'm not judging anyone here, but you can be doing it in your car. And I see them at the lights. And they're like, they're driving like this. And they're trying to put everything on. And it's all happening. And it's really funny. And the funny thing is that you put on your mascara. You put on your foundation, you put on your eyeliner, you put on everything that is required. And the funny thing is, if you were to put on your lipstick, and let's say you were driving and all of a sudden, you know, you hit a little bump in the road and your lipstick just went off to the side, would you walk out into your workplace with your lipstick not fixed? Of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't. You know why? Because you don't want people to see your face in that condition. You don't want to see like that you've messed up. And the reality is, what James is actually saying here is, would you actually take the time with what you're reading to actually allow it to change you from the inside? Would you allow it to actually change the things that you've been trying to address in your own strength and use God's word as the platform to bring the change you're believing for? A girl wouldn't do it, and neither should we. I think some of us would know these people. Has anyone come across, I call them the I know type people. When you give them information, when you give them advice, and they're like, yeah, I know. And they nod too. They do it. They know, I know. Yeah, I know. And their lips are like, they're very expressive. I know, man. And I might even get a little amen, like, amen, I know. And then 6 months later, their life looks exactly the same. Don't be an I know person. Don't be the person who knows everything but not willing to actually put into practice the things that they know. You know, the funny thing is, I know, I love this quote. John Maxwell said it like this. He said, too many Christians are educated beyond their level of obedience. So they know a lot up here, but not actually willing to apply what the Word of God says. Craig Rochelle puts it like this. So many Christians know about Jesus in here, but don't believe in Him in here, and they miss eternity by 13 inches. Yeah, did you hear that? It's so true. Don't let head knowledge. You know that saying that knowledge is power? It's actually false. Knowledge is only potential power until it's applied. Let what you're hearing this morning actually find an avenue to work its way out of you. You with me? Check this quote out from Rhonda Louise Robbins. I love this. It's on how to fix your blind spots. She says, we all have blind spots, those areas for improvement and growth, as painful as it can be to admit we're doing things we never wanted to do and saying things we never wanted to say. It is the acknowledgement that enables us to take the first step. Remember I talked about the first step, about identifying toward change. I love this part. Be gentle with yourself. Be real with yourself. Take baby steps. For those who are familiar with the gym environment, I always laugh when a guy will come into the gym, potentially never trained before, potentially at one stage he was, you know, in real top condition, and he comes into the gym thinking he can lift what he used to lift like 6 years ago. But he forgot that process that took place to actually get him to a place where he could actually lift that weight. And friends, I want to encourage you, when you're walking this journey, take baby steps. Sometimes they may feel like giant leaps. It's okay, God's there. Sometimes dealing with these blind spots is going to be hard. It's going to be tough. Feels like it's grinding us. It's okay, God's there. He's right there with you walking this journey. Are you with me? Does anyone in this room want some overcoming authority in their life? About three people. Does anyone want some overcoming authority in their life? I don't know about you, but I need it. I need it.
Hi, I'm Richard Kabakian, pastor of Lifehouse Church. Just wanted to say thank you for listening to this message, and I hope and pray that you feel that it's added value to your life. My greatest desire is to see people develop a personal relationship with Jesus, which can begin by praying a very simple prayer. I'm going to pray that prayer right now, and if you'd like to begin that relationship, you can just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I choose you as my only hope of being forgiven. Please come into my life and let me begin a relationship with you that will last for all eternity. If you've prayed that prayer, we would love to know about it and celebrate your fantastic decision. You can do that by sending an email to mydecision@lifehouse.com.au. We look forward to hearing from you.